Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive his peace as we meditate and abide in Christ.
Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm James Seawood. If someone asked what your mission as a Christian is, what would you say? At the end of Matthew's Gospel, the resurrected Jesus gave his disciples a mission. He said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Do you see this mission that Jesus gave his disciples as being part of your mission too? Notice how your spirit is reacting to this idea. Perhaps it feels overwhelming. Perhaps you feel old guilt or shame over your failures to tell others about Jesus. Or perhaps you feel energized and excited by the possibility. Observe how your heart is responding and offer that feeling to God. Making disciples can sound like an intimidating mission. But what Jesus is asking here is, at its most basic level, simply that you rest in your identity as a beloved child of God. And then that you help others begin to move toward understanding that identity as well. Come alongside someone you know and help them orient their life toward God rather than away from God. You've been brought into the family of God through the life, death, and resurrection of Christ, and you've been filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Ask the Spirit to fill you with a sense of your own belovedness as God's child. Pray with me. Jesus, in your life, you showed us what it means to welcome everyone into your kingdom. You welcomed religious people and outsiders, rich and poor, the sick and the forgotten, society's outcasts. Help me to follow your example and to welcome everyone into your kingdom. Help me to share the good news that has changed my life. In your name, amen. Take a deep breath, and if your mind has begun to wander, bring it back here, to this moment, this place, to your body, to your breath. Notice your breath moving in and out. How naturally it nourishes every cell of your body. Imagine God's Spirit moving throughout the world, like your breath moving through your body. Let your breathing continue, slow and deep. Though God has given us a mission, all of us fail to live perfectly into that mission. Selfishness and fear keep us from sharing the goodness of God that we found. Ask the Spirit to search your heart, revealing your sins to you, and confess them to God now. God forgives your sins and calls you his beloved child. Nothing you do could ever separate you from his love. a love that is more expansive than we can begin to imagine. Listen to Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 in the English Standard Version. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. As I read that again, ask the Holy Spirit to impress a word or a phrase upon your heart. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. What stood out to you? Hold the word in your heart, asking the Spirit to keep speaking through it. The first word Jesus says is go. This doesn't mean you're called to leave your home, but it does mean that you are called to a ministry that is active, not passive. How might you be more active in sharing your faith with others? Listen to Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 in the Amplified Bible. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Help the people to learn of me, believe in me, and obey my words, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Whenever you see the word therefore in Scripture, it's important to look back to see what it's referring to. Here, Jesus has just said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." It's because Jesus has been given all authority that his disciples are to go and make disciples. How does knowing that Jesus has authority over heaven and earth change the way you think about sharing the good news? Making disciples isn't just about handing out a gospel tract or getting someone to pray with you. It's about walking together with others as they learn who Jesus is and what it means to follow him. Who has discipled you in this way? Ask God to help you see the people in your life who need someone to walk alongside them. Listen to Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 in the New Living Translation. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine how it might have felt to be on the mountain with Jesus? Just a few days ago, you saw your beloved teacher hanging on a cross, and all your hopes felt dashed. And now, he's alive? You're there with the other disciples, and some of them fall to their knees. Others can't believe this is happening. How do you respond to the sight of the resurrected Jesus? The sun warms your shoulders and you find yourself remembering things. The dove coming on Jesus at his baptism and God saying, "This is my son." Jesus at the transfiguration, standing with Moses and Elijah on the mountain. Peter telling Jesus, "You are the Messiah." And now he's standing before you. He has conquered death. How does this change the way you understand your own life, your calling going forward? Jesus speaks. He's here with God's authority, and he's giving you a charge to go and tell others. How do you think people will respond to the news? How could you not tell people about this? Love has won, death has lost. Life will never be the same again. How does the call to tell others reorient your life? God, thank you for giving me a mission that brings meaning to every moment of my life. I want to follow you and to invite others to join me on this journey. Help me to see ways in which I can orient my days toward you and ways I can help others move toward you as well. May your kingdom come on earth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God has given you work to do. Ask him to show you today how you can welcome others into the family of faith. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.